This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so how many of you guys use pot? Yeah, show of hands. Oh, I could see it all. It's okay. It's okay. It's legal in most, for most of the country, I should say. A majority of the country, it's legal. It's okay. People use it for a variety of things. We're learning more and more about it. People are being very creative as to what they're using it for, whether it's to sleep or, you know, to relax and avoid alcohol and avoid food and or for fun. There's a lot of different reasons people are using it. Okay. All right. I get that. But one worry I've had with marijuana is the idea of your tolerance level changing. You know, marijuana, just like medications or drugs, you can get used to it. You could get dependent on it, or you could get tolerant to it. Dependent and tolerance are two different things. Dependent is where you need it every day. Some people with marijuana, they don't necessarily depend on it all the time. They could do without. But they could run the risk of being tolerant, growing a tolerance to it, where all of a sudden it just doesn't seem to have the same kick like it used to. Or it, you need to go a little stronger, or a little stronger. So, tolerance and dependence are different. But a concern that we have in the medical community, even though some of us are really excited about how we could study it, you know, now that it's not considered illegal in many states, even though federally it still is, one thing that does concern us is the interaction with other medications. You know, when we have to study marijuana, once we found out that it was going to be easier to study, you know, as states were legalizing it, the first thing that came to my mind is, well, what are we going to study first? There's so much we need to know. Well, seizures were already being studied, and that's why we already have the medication out now that is a cannabis-based anti-seizure medication, only indicated for very, very severe seizure cases like Dravet's, etc. But, we've started to really, really move forward with studying, you know, its effect on seizures. Have we studied its effects on diabetes and preventing diabetes? No, not really a lot of studies, I don't think. Have we studied its ability to mess with your Coumadin and warfarin levels? I'm not sure. Have we tested, does it interfere with your asthma medications? Have we tested, does it interfere with your cholesterol medications? Your heart medications? I mean, there is so much we need to study. Well, one thing that's broken through in terms of research is people who regularly use cannabis may need twice the level of sedation required when undergoing a medical procedure. Now, this is a small study, but an important one. They looked at fentanyl, Versed, or midazolam, and propofol, which are three sedation drugs commonly used during endoscopic procedures. And according to the Journal of the American Osteopathic Association, they said with continued increase in legalization and use of cannabis, the field of anesthesia and sedation needs further studies with greater depth. So if you are an active cannabis user, and you don't tell your surgeon and anesthesiologist, you might not knock out completely during your surgery. Now, between the years 2007 and 2015, use of marijuana increased 43% in the United States, and that's in those who admitted it. An estimated 13.5% of adults use cannabis regularly, about 183 million people around the world, about 4% of the population, back in 2015 was using it regularly, now higher. So cannabis and medical sequelae could probably be best easily studied in states like Colorado that have had it legalized for the longest time. So researchers at Community Hospital in Grand Junction, Colorado, looked at one small area of marijuana affecting medical care, and that's sedation. So they looked at the medical records of 250 patients who received endoscopic procedures between January 1, 2016 and December 31st, 2017. So this was years after the state had legalized recreational marijuana back in 2012. So when they compared cannabis users to non-users, they found that the patients who reported smoking or using, like, edible marijuana on a daily or weekly basis needed 14% more fentanyl, 20% more Versed, and get this, 220% more propofol to achieve the optimum sedation for routine procedure like a colonoscopy or an upper endoscopy. So propofol was the Michael Jackson drug. I hate to call it that, but that's the drug that Michael Jackson used, Conrad Murray, Dr. Conrad Murray had given him, to put him to sleep. Well, he didn't wake up. 220% more propofol than the average user to get through a colonoscopy. It took 13.83 milligrams on average for 225 non-users to float into unconsciousness. That's compared to 44.81 milligrams, almost three times, for those who smoke, who use cannabis regularly. And some sedatives have side effects of the higher dose. So now you risk more, you know, issues such as like overdose if we have to crank up the sedatives. So now, of course, people have an issue with this study because there was only 25 cannabis users. They said, I would consider this a pilot study, according to Dr. Roderick Ekanoff from University of Pennsylvania. But somebody should do a more complete trial. You know, looking at medical records and seeing who admitted what in terms of marijuana, and then looking at how much fentanyl and Versed was used, there's some room for error. But, you know, for those of you guys that do smoke, you got to be honest with your doctor, because the last thing you want to do is wake up in the middle of a procedure. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband, Massimo Giannulli, have pleaded not guilty in this sweeping college admissions bribery scam, according to Fox News. In court documents, Loughlin is 54 years old, Giannulli is 55, and they, in the filing, are waiving their right to appear in court for an arraignment and plead not guilty. Now, she was in Full House or Fuller House? I think Full House, I think both. She requested to waive her appearance for an arraignment in the college admissions scandal, and they did not appear in court. And we're not sure if the judge is going to permit the pleas, but they are saying not guilty. And they're among 50 people charged in this scam. Apparently, it involved rigging college entrance exam scores, bribing to get their kids into college. And this is, I guess, the biggest college admissions case ever prosecuted by the Justice Department. And the scandal of course, includes some pretty elite colleges around the country, and laid bare the lengths to which status-seeking parents will go to secure their children a coveted spot. I believe Lori Loughlin is one of the people, as well as Felicity Huffman, where they would claim that their child was on the rowing team and needed a scholarship or entrance in because they rowed, even though the kid never rowed, you know, or other parents had allowed somebody else to take the SAT test. Apparently there was somebody who used a charity to kind of hide the money and funnel the money through for these bribes to take place. And so when you start to claim on your taxes that you gave to a charity, when really what you did was bribe a college to take your kid, that's illegal. They say the couple and more than a dozen other parents were hit last week with a money laundering conspiracy charge. On top of the mail fraud conspiracy charge that they were already facing, several of other indicted parents have also filed court documents entering not guilty. They now face up to 40 years in prison. So I think they were arrested last month, released on $1 million bonds for allegedly bribing their daughter's way to USC. Loughlin and Giannulli were charged with mail fraud in March after it was discovered that they allegedly paid scam mastermind William Rick Singer to have their daughters Isabella and Olivia Jade recruited onto the USC crew team, even though neither girl was a rower in high school. So their statuses on USC are reportedly on hold. And Giannulli and Loughlin rejected the plea agreement that Desperate Housewives actress Felicity Huffman took. Felicity Huffman pled guilty and took, I guess, the agreement. So what we're seeing with this is a mess, an absolute mess of how academia runs things and how these colleges could be phenomenal colleges, and they may have a very, you know, rigorous and robust admission system. But the fact that stuff like this could happen shows that academia is by no means pristine and pure and innocent. And I'm wondering how much the universities are now going to be, I guess, punished, so to speak. Not that I want to see universities punished or whatever, but, you know, I believe all the coaches who would take the bribes to put the child or claim that the child was going to be on the road team or whatever, I believe all of them have gotten fired. I think everybody's gotten fired and now possibly facing charges. But how innocent are the universities in all this? Now, I do have a problem with, you know, being a doctor. I knew that once I opened my doors, anything that happened under the roof of my medical office is on me. So if I have a nurse that screws up, it's on me. If I have a front desk person that screws up, it's on me. If I screw up, it's on me. So let's say somebody calls front desk, says I have chest pain, and the front desk person doesn't get them in. Puts them on hold, saying, look, you know, I got another line, let me put you on hold, I'll get right back to you. Then she goes to lunch and doesn't pick up that line and forgets to tell somebody else that the person's on the line. That person sits there and waits. Chest pain gets worse. Even though I don't even know who's on the phone, I'm in a room with the patient, that's on me. Same thing with if I had a nurse who would, I didn't have one, but if I did have a nurse who would inject the wrong medication to somebody, that's on me. Now, that's why I did most of the injections myself. I oversaw everything because I just wanted to make sure it was done right. But I do understand as a business owner, especially something as big as a university, if something happens with some rogue faculty, how is it really the whole university's fault? Well, with legal precedence, absolutely. Whoever employed them is in trouble. And if a university did allow somebody to join who didn't belong there, and somebody who did belong there couldn't get in, these universities are going to be open to lawsuits. In fact, I think we heard about a week or two ago that some of the students who weren't accepted are suing. I don't know how much of a case they have, that they didn't get in because spots were given to people who bribed their way in. So the universities will bear some responsibility. I'm not sure how much, and I'm not sure how that's going to play out. But, you know, we like to think that everything's fair, and it's not. You know, favors are done. People buy their way into this and that. People donate. I mean, we talked about that Rodney Dangerfield movie, Back to School, in the 80s. Right? He got accepted into college because he donated a wing for the university. And some of the other academia didn't like that, but, you know, the dean loved it. So, you know, this type of stuff has been happening. And universities are money-making institutions. All right? I mean, you know, they need money. And if somebody donates, all right, that person is keeping that university alive. So my guess is whoever donates is going to get a couple favors or get their name on something. So the problem is these girls, these children now, and whether they were part of it or not, their lives are kind of screwed. They will always be known as the ones that had to be bought into, had to have their admissions paid for by mommy and daddy. Listen, you know, I love my kids. And what am I recommending for their college? Exactly where I went. UNLV and UNR. I'm in Nevada. I love Nevada schools. I think Nevada schools are fantastic. You know, I understand there's a lot of politics in academia, and but in terms of my education was fantastic at UNLV and phenomenal at UNR. So I, you know, even though I'm in a position where I would maybe be able to help them get into a fancy college, no. If they can't get into Harvard by themselves, then I don't want them there. And that's the other thing, too. How do you get into an Ivy League or a fancy schmancy college without having the grades or having the grit, and then you get in, and then what happens after your first test? You know, we see this with medical school all the time. You know, people could interview well, they can have the whole package, but it isn't until the first couple tests where that's where we see if they're going to make it or not. And then some people blow our mind, and they go, you know what, this is exactly where they need to be. And for others, we're like, no, maybe not. You want to be a doctor, but you might not be able to be. If you can't get through the first couple tests, how are you going to get through boards? So, same thing. If you can't get a good grade on an SAT, then how the hell are you going to get through midterms at Harvard or Yale or Georgetown or UCLA or, you know, any of these schools? Same thing with UNLV. I mean, I got a 1450 on my SAT. And the classes at UNLV that I took to get into medical school, my pre-med classes, were hard. Very hard. But luckily, I was a good test taker. And my SAT kind of proved that. Not just because you're a good test taker doesn't mean you're smart. Just means you know how to take tests. Actually knowing how to take the information and you know, apply it, that's harder. Medical school is a lot harder now than it was for me. For me, all I did was memorize. Now there's all these, you know, story problems that kids have to, you know, so they know how to apply the Krebs cycle and the biochem and the pharmacology and all that. So, you know, school and stuff is in a way harder. And so when a parent thinks that all they have to do is get them in, and once you're in, the tests are the same, not entirely, because you are up against some people who were getting 1600 on their SAT. And the last thing you want to do is be the last of the curve. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar says she's gotten death threats following a tweet from President Trump. The president retweeted a video reportedly dismissing the 9/11 attacks. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's talked to Capitol Police about keeping Omar safe while demanding the president take the video down. The president then tweeted that Pelosi has lost all control of Congress and said before she defends Omar, she should take a look at the congresswoman's history of what he calls anti-Semitic and anti-Israel statements. A powerful spring storm is blamed for at least 8 deaths from Texas to the southeast. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec.
Most of the reports were for high winds, but there were several tornadoes reported, one in Ohio and a few in Alabama and a few unconfirmed reports other places across eastern U.S.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So, as there's a big push for socialized medicine, let's do what the British do. They have such a great system over there. I keep kind of watching it and seeing the system completely crumble. But this is attractive. Apparently, the NHS is going to hand out cash and add extra money to doctors' salaries in a desperate bid to stop them from retiring early. Now, listen, if America wants to pay us doctors more to stick around, fine by me. Fine by me. So, they say doctors are trying to avoid big tax bills from stricter pension rules that put a cap on their saving allowances. Now, we talked about taxes, I think, when Simon Conway was on our show. He said that his daughter is paying about 70% in taxes. So the more you make, the more taxes you pay.
Which I got a little problem with that here, okay?
I think it should be a flat tax where if you make, like, let's say it's, you know, 10%. 10% is kind of high. But if you make $100,000, then you pay $10,000 in taxes. If you make $200,000, then you'll pay $20,000 in taxes. See? All right. If you only make $100, you probably aren't in a tax bracket. If you're in $50,000 tax income, $5,000. So the more you make, the more you do end up paying. But it's the same percentage all across the board. I still don't understand why America doesn't have it. I don't get that. That seems to be the most fair. And then, you know, in terms of deductions and all that other stuff, we don't have to do any of that. A very simple tax code. You make X amount of money, that's your percentage. Not if you make a lot of money, you pay a higher percentage. For those that fall under the poverty line, they don't then pay X amount of taxes. But once you make your, you know, middle income or, you know, upper, lower income, that percentage is still small enough where you're still putting money into the system, you're still earning your schools and your streets and your officers and your first responders, because you're putting money into the system, and it's a little bit. It's a percentage of what you make. I think that's fair. So, what's happening in England is thousands of doctors avoiding the big tax bills are leaving the profession early. So basically what happens is if you're actually at a 70% tax rate, why the hell are you working? You might as well get your pension and work less. In fact, I have a family member, a distant family member, who said that if they work part-time, they pay less in taxes, get more time with the kids, and the extra money they're not making is kind of minuscule. They calculated to the point that if they could get under a tax bracket by working less, they actually aren't losing that much money. That's a problem when we in America figure that if we work less, we benefit more. And the more you work, the higher your taxes. That's a problem, because then who the hell's going to want to work? I mean, I learned that really easily. I learned that Thursday and Friday all went to taxes. I'm like, I'd rather be off Thursday or Friday. Well, then maybe work less, make less money. It's kind of attractive. So they say, 10 NHS trusts have now offered to contribute cash to their doctors' pensions so they can opt out of the pension scheme. Apparently, York and Harrogate NHS Trusts are among the organizations offering cash. They call them top-ups. I'm reading this from Daily Mail, so it's an English term. So top-ups, so probably additions to salaries to senior doctors as an incentive to stay. They say our trust has an established scheme to support employees who wish to opt out of the pension scheme because of the lifetime allowance cap. There are discussions regarding expanding the scheme to support those who wish to opt out because it is no longer economically viable for them to contribute if they would exceed the annual allowance. So restrictions come into effect, meaning doctors who earn more than £110 a year, £110,000 a year, which is about what, about $150,000? Enter a, quote, tapper zone, which triggers big tax bills. So this could reduce the annual allowance, the tax-free amount workers can contribute to the pension, to £10,000 for those earning £210,000. So more than 3,500 doctors said, you know what, I'm going to retire early. This way, I don't have to pay those thousands of extra pounds. Now, what's happening in England? Well, you got these delays, operations, cancer diagnoses, big delays. And there's less staff. Not a lot of people volunteering for extra shifts. They say other critical areas affected include intensive care and emergency wards, radiology, pathology departments. So in cash, the cash in lieu of pension arrangements would mean doctors do not lose out on their employer contributions, which are worth 20.6% of the pensionable salary. So basically they don't lose on some of their benefits and they're able to make a little bit more money. So this bothers a lot of you guys. Some of you are like, okay, Dr. Dahlia, I can't really sympathize or empathize with you and your doctors, because you guys are already making a lot of money. And boo-hoo, you're not making enough money, so you want to quit. Look, whether you're on our side or not, or whether you feel doctors make the money they deserve or not, the reality is, if somebody doesn't think it's worth it to do that kind of work, they ain't going to do it. Now, you don't particularly want somebody there that's doing it for the money. I mean, you know, when I started out in practice, when I was a student, it was all about helping patients. And, you know, I don't mind doing it for free, and I did a lot of work for free. Okay, but then you got to pay the staff. You can't expect the staff to work for free. And I remember I was really naive. We were like, I don't know what I was thinking, but one of my buddies was working there with me, and there was like something we had to do. And I was like, do you mind, making these calls? They come back into town on Saturday. Do you mind giving her mammogram result on Saturday? Because she's going to need to Monday morning get in. And she's out of town, and I've left a message. And I forgot that I was asking the worker to do something on a Saturday. And when I saw the pause, and not her fault, but that's when I realized that, you know, just because you're really invested into spending your spare time and nights and weekends doesn't necessarily mean your staff is. And if I'm going to ask my staff to do something as like a simple phone call on a Saturday, I ended up doing it. I ended up doing a lot of that, which is fine. You need to pay them. So I realize there's a lot of things that cost that, you know, it just costs. Even when you have somebody on salary, they don't want to work on certain time. You know, they get used to the hours they have off. Supplies cost more, malpractice insurance, workers' comp insurance. So now all of a sudden you got to be a businessman. And you're like, you know what, I can't be doing this for free. You know, if you don't pay your bill, I got to send you to collections. I hated sending patients to collections. But how else do I keep the bills paid? If nobody's paying my office, how do I pay the power? How do I pay the staff? The money has to come from somewhere. Still, I love patients. I still did stuff for free. I'm still doing stuff for free. I do so much, without getting compensated for. So much advice, so much time, so much hand-holding, and that's fine because I love it and I feel good about it. But it doesn't pay the bills. And so, you know, many of you may think that, you know, the doctor's, you know, plight, you know, isn't, you know, something that really, you know, deserves all this attention. But if you get sick, you really want your doctor there, you know, and not dragged in upset that they could have had a day off and they're paying more taxes. So doctor fees and are you know, it matters. 1-877-DR-SELLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So scientists have printed the world's first 3D heart. It is so cute. It's a little cherry-sized little thing. It's so cute. And apparently these were researchers at Tel Aviv University, Tel Aviv, and they created this little miniature organ. It's the size of a rabbit's heart. Now, it cannot pump blood, but they were able to, out of a biopsy of human fat cells and 3D printing capabilities, made this little baby heart. It is so cute. It's like the cutest little thing. It's like, day. Okay, anyway. It's the size of a cherry. The heart is believed to be the first ever to have been printed with cells, blood vessels, and chambers. Now, they say the hearts will need to work, obviously, and, you know, and a lot more work's going to have to be put into it before they could pump blood. But the scientists are going to hopefully begin trials later this year. Researchers at Tel Aviv University in Israel unveiled their creation today. and explained how it was made with human cells. Now, Tal Dvir led the project. And he said, people have managed to 3D print the structure of the heart in the past, but not with cells or with blood vessels. He added, it is the first time anyone, anywhere, has successfully engineered and printed an entire heart replete with cells, blood vessels, ventricles, and chambers. And the organ is about the size of a rabbit's heart. It can contract like a muscle, but cannot do full pumping motion. Well, that makes sense. And it was made of cells that were multiplied from a sample of fatty tissue taken from a human patient. Beginning by multiplying the cells to produce small patches of heart tissue, the scientists then were able to build a whole organ. So they had to work out how to expand the cells, make enough to produce an entire human heart. They've been able to do a baby heart, so now they've got to work on, you know, printing a bigger one. And this high-resolution printer, they say, would be needed to print the smallest of tiny blood vessels. And you see how it's being made. It blows my mind. And, you know, the technology is a little complex. But, in theory, they say the technique may one day be able to produce someone a new heart using recycled cells from their own body. And if it's your own cells, you have less of a chance of rejecting it. They say maybe in 10 years there will be organ printers in the finest hospitals around the world. The spleen, appendix, gallbladder, kidney, even lung could be removed without killing the patient, later allowing them to be candidates for trials. So the next stages of Israeli team's research will be trying to teach the 3D printed hearts to beat like living ones. So they got to get the nerves. They also have to have the impulse, the electrical impulse. So it's pretty exciting stuff. Last year, I guess, in Newcastle, scientists printed corneas. Now, cornea transplants are needed for people to prevent blindness. And they were able to do that. They're able to even make spinal cords now. Experts at the University of California, San Diego, restored the walking ability in paralyzed mice by printing a spinal cord. They created a scaffold, loaded it with neural stem cells onto the sites of severe spinal cord injury. The implants then grew new nerves and tissues and attached to the existing spine to repair it and restore muscle control. That's fantastic. And then get this. Daily Mail is saying researchers at the University of Toronto created a skin gun. A skin gun is a glue gun-like device that could 3D print layers of the skin on demand. And it was able to treat severe flesh wounds. Can you imagine squirting skin, like, basically stem cells, generated sheets composed of proteins and fibrins that helps heal wounds, collagen. I mean, pretty incredible stuff. I'm a huge fan of these types of things. So, well done, scientists, for doing this. Fascinating stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, a lot of you guys are trying to get off smokes. And they found that if you smell pleasant odors like chocolate, vanilla, and lemon, it may reduce your cravings for another cigarette. Researchers asked smokers to rate their urge on a scale of 1 to 100 while they were exposed to an array of smells. Now, those who smelled something like peppermint saw their cravings drop the most. Why? Because these smells are tied to memories. Now, these researchers were led by the University of Pittsburgh. And they hope their findings can now form part of another way to, you know, teach people how to quit. Even with nicotine replacement, relapse is common. So Dr. Michael Sayet, the study author, says new interventions are needed to help the millions who wish to quit. So think about every time you get a craving, if you just stick something near your nose and sniff it. Now, this study looked at 232 smokers, age 18 to 55, who were not trying to quit at the time or were not taking nicotine, like through gum or vaping. And they were asked not to smoke for 8 hours before the experiment. Then they were told to bring a pack of their favorite cigarettes and a lighter with them. When they arrived, the smokers rated a number of different odors that are generally considered pleasant. Chocolate, apple, peppermint, lemon, vanilla. They also smelled an unpleasant chemical, tobacco from the preferred brand of cigarettes, and an odorless blank. So the volunteers were then asked to light a cigarette, hold it in their hands, but not smoke it, so the temptation's there. Then, for 10 seconds, they were rated their urge to smoke on a scale of 1 to 100 before extinguishing the cigarette and putting it in an ashtray. Then they opened up a container that either contained the smell they had rated the best, the smell of tobacco, or no scent at all. They sniffed it once, and then they rated their urge to smoke again. They continued to sniff the chosen container for the next 5 minutes. Then they rated the urge to smoke every 60 seconds. Now, the average craving score after lighting the cigarette was 82.13, but it dropped for all the participants if they liked the smell that they were exposed to. So what does this mean? Well, it means you could distract. A lot of us distract by food. A lot of us distract by other means. If we are able to, you know, play around with scents, maybe that's why vaping is so, is so effective, because it has also the scent. It has the flavor. You know, I don't know. It gets people kind of, I don't know. I still don't believe that vaping is getting everybody off smoking like it's supposed to. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, diabetes is in the news. And they say that this new drug that's been out, Invokana, may actually slow kidney disease. It helps control blood sugar in people with diabetes. And now they're saying that it actually may protect the kidneys. This study was done by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, or the study tested Janssen Pharmaceuticals drug Invokana, and results studied Sunday at a medical meeting in Australia and published by the New England Journal of Medicine found that 13,000 people with type 2 diabetes and chronic kidney disease, right, were given Invokana or dummy pills. And the trial found that those on the Invokana had a 30% lower risk of either kidney failure, need for dialysis, need for kidney transplant, or death by kidney disease. For every 1,000 people taking the drug, there would be 47 fewer cases of people with kidney disease. So this Invokana study, Janssen, which is part of Johnson & Johnson, happened because Johnson & Johnson sponsored the study. Now, the drug costs about $500 a month. It's an expensive drug, but it works by helping get rid of extra sugar through the kidneys. And so on one end, you really can't use it if you have kidney disease. But on the other end, if it helps accelerate your healing or your recovering from diabetes and lessening the severity of the diabetes, you're going to protect your kidneys. So this is kind of some real exciting stuff. So Invokana, a lot of people take. They're big fans. I'm a fan of the drug. It's expensive, but you see how the study had to be done by the drug company. We don't really get a lot of other studies out there if the drug companies don't help us out. All right? So, is it bias? Who knows? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extracts gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.